Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with V is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Life or Fam by following me on Twitter at VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
Stories, folklore, legends, leyendas, cuentos, y más. This is a Spooky Tales. Listen, escuchen at your own risk. You can find a Spooky Tales on all podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and more. For more spooky content and to keep up with the podcast, you can follow us on our socials at Spooky Tales on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
If you guys are interested in lesser known true crime cases, then check out my podcast called Abracadaver, and I will see you guys there.
Hi, I'm Robin Warder from The Trail Went Cold. If you are unfamiliar with my other podcast, I often cover stories from the television show Unsolved Mysteries. For the past 5 years, you've heard me talk about these cases on my own, but now's your chance to hear me have in-depth discussions about them with other people. I want to welcome you to my new project, The Path Went Chilly, where I will be discussing in-depth with my two good friends and co-hosts cases that I've covered on The Trail Went Cold. Meet my co-hosts. First one up is Jules.
Hi, I'm Jules from the podcast Riddle Me That True Crime, and I have a PhD in transpersonal counseling. I'm not a psychologist or a diagnostician, so don't get too excited. But I can't wait to analyze these cases with these two amazing humans. You've already met Robin, now meet Dr. Ashley Wellman.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I have a PhD in criminology, law, and society, and I specialize in trauma victims and survivors. I've spent a great deal of time working with families left behind after homicides with a cold case unit based out of Florida, and I'm also a professor of criminology. I'm so excited to be chatting with two of my best friends about the cases that everyone can't seem to get enough of.
We hope in doing so that we will have a clearer perspective of what may have transpired. Oftentimes, Ashley will be totally in the dark.
Jules and I will be telling Ashley a story she may not know much about, so all of her reactions are genuine.
We will be releasing on all major platforms April 8th.
We hope you will join us as we attempt to heat up some ice-cold cases.
The Path Went Chilly will be available every Thursday on all major podcast platforms.
Hey there. Do you like movies, cartoons, video games, anime, and everything in between? Then we have a show for you. The Four Nerds by Nerds Podcast. Every week, Josh and Ben bring you all the latest and greatest in movie reviews, news, commentaries, interviews, special guests, and tons of bonus episodes. New episodes come out every Monday. We also make great nerdy content on our YouTube channel. You can find our show anywhere podcasts are found. The Four Nerds by Nerds Podcast, your one stop for all your nerdy needs. Stay nerdy, my friends.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why your voice is so...
This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just... Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoGuerroParleyHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and Parlay Points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Okay, we're back for another morning edition of
What's the Telco?
Cast of pods left and right.
59.
Dude. We got to get another words podcast thing going.
So I could actually be in it?
Yeah.
That'd be very nice.
I will say it was pretty funny. Because they did ask if you were off running the track horn. I got a pretty big kick out of that.
Nope.
So now he's driving a water truck. Have you listened to it yet? I was telling him that there was a line strike there at the one place. They hit a gas line.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, did they die? I was like, no. I probably wouldn't be recording right now if they died. They're like, I don't care how injured you are. I got a podcast to record. Which, I will say, nothing puts me in a worse mood than not being able to record.
Yeah.
Every time somebody's like, pick up Andy or take Andy home, I'm like, dude. No, you take Andy home. But I live in Colorado. I don't care. That's not my problem. Not that I mind having Andy in the truck. It's just sucks not being able to record.
Yeah.
And that's been 90% of why we've been so sporadic lately. Is having extra peoples in the truck.
Okay, so back to our topic from last night.
Impressions? Or which one?
About the drugs and the rock and roll.
Oh, drugs and rock and roll, yes.
Have you ever heard, or have you ever read the lyrics to Come Together?
Yeah.
The Beatles?
No, but that's nuts, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, come old fat toppy, come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball, he won holy roller. Yeah, no, none of it makes sense.
Not a bit of it, and then it's a shoot me.
Yeah.
Shoot me.
Yeah, dude, drugs are a pretty good influence on music, I think.
Dude, I'm telling you, like... rock and roll and metal and everything, it just wouldn't be the same without drugs.
I want to do a quick PSA. We are in no way endorsing the use of drugs.
No.
Just want to clear that up, but, like, it would be a totally different music scene if there weren't mind-altering substances.
Like, there's no possible way they could have came up with some of that stuff just without being on some sort of substance.
Especially 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Especially 60s and 70s. Like, just the way some of those songs come together, you know.
Come together,
ha, ha. But, like, the Beatles, that's a good example of drugs influencing music, because not just Come Together, but... like I said, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Or have you ever heard I Am the Walrus?
Probably. I just... don't remember it.
Like, the chorus for that song is I am the Eggman. I am the Eggman. I am the Walrus. Cuckoo, ca-choo. Plus, I mean, they laid it out pretty good in Walk Hard.
Yeah.
calm down, Dewey. You're having a bad trip. I think I'd like to try me some of that cocaine. My favorite part is at the very end of that movie, after all the drugs he's taken through his whole life, and Sam's like, Dewey, it's called Viagra. It gives you wood. And he's like, sorry to disappoint you, old friend, but I really don't want no part of that.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, did you hear what I said? I can't give in to the temptations. My girl. But temptations! Absolutely love that movie, dude. But that is a pretty good indicator of how drugs influence music, too. Like, they show a lot of that in that movie. And then, something that might surprise a lot of people, Johnny Cash. Dude was on drugs for a while.
Oh, yeah, so is Waylon.
I know. I don't know why I just went full Mexican right there.
I have no idea either.
But I did. That happens to me sometimes.
Meet out with your eyes.
I do that all the time, dude. I'll be sitting there talking to myself. And, like, I'll be trying to think of what to do next on the, like, on a bid. And I'll be like, meet at the waterline. And I can't help that because the whole time I played football with two Mexican dudes in specific. And that was all they said every time they wanted you to do something.
Mira.
So, mira, over here. And then that day we were up at that cabin doing all the flagstone.
Oh, yeah.
And Victor's all telling me, Mas arenas. Like, no, no. I told you once, I've told you 1,000 times today, I'm not doing the Macarena with you, Victor. Dying laughing, that's the most I've ever seen Victor laugh.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's hilarious whenever white people try to speak Spanish.
I know.
Which, it probably is hilarious.
Victor's funny.
Dude, I will say this, Victor is... I would trust that dude to dig right over my head.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best operators I've seen. But, what were we talking about? Drugs. Isn't Waylon Jennings the one that actually stopped, like, did Johnny Cash go get help, too?
I think so, or vice versa.
Like, him and June Carter. Pretty sure June Carter saved Johnny Cash's life. Legitimately.
Yeah, probably.
But you gotta wonder how many of those Johnny Cash lyrics came from drugs.
All of them?
Have you ever seen that picture that's like, you might be cool, but you'll never be Johnny Cash blazed out of his mind on cocaine eating cake under a Christmas tree cool?
No,
there's a picture where he's like totally blasted. He's like laying under a Christmas tree and he's got like this ugly sweater on. He's got an entire cake and he's just like shoving it into his mouth. Which they touch on that on Walk Hard. That whole part was basically making fun of Johnny Cash. Or at least relating to Johnny Cash.
I thought the
Cash.
Whole movie was making fun of Johnny Cash.
It was not just Johnny Cash. It was Johnny Cash, Ray Charles, Elvis. Basically anybody that made music before 1990.
Yeah.
They were trashing. Not necessarily trashing. I think it was kind of like paying homage to in a funny way. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like when he's in the jail cell and that guy's all they're all speaking perfect Yiddish to each other. He's like, there's only one way you can get out of here. Like, how is that? Rehab. Oh, rehab. Rehab. Oh, okay, rehab.
That's funny.
There was another... There's a lot of songs I was thinking of about the drug thing last night, but they've all escaped my memory at this point. I need to just get a notebook just for the podcast and write things down.
The podcast book. Then someone's going to steal our notebook and then take all our ideas and then be a better podcast than us.
Be like on The Replacements? Or what? No, The Comebacks. When they're trying to win the game and the other coach knows all the plays.
I thought that was Waterboy.
No, that was on... Well, it's on probably every football movie. But on The Comebacks, when he's like, he knows where I get my plays. And he turns around and shuts off the Xbox.
That's funny.
I don't know. I feel like that could be a cool thing. Like, if you keep all your notes... for your podcast for like a whole year, then you could do like a Dear Diary episode. Be all like Sex in the City. Dear Diary. Today we're talking about Bigfoot and cocaine. You want to talk about somebody that was heavily influenced by drugs? Let's go to one. I ain't even going to touch that subject. But, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up! It blows my mind because that dude, you cannot understand a word he says.
No.
Well, I can, but sometimes it takes me a couple listens to figure out what he's talking about.
Yeah.
His cameo on Austin Powers. Boobs!
What?
He's talking about boobs. It's the same joke that didn't last Austin Powers movie. But like that dude... amazes me because he cannot talk to save his life.
But he can sing.
He can sing like no other. But there's a little story between... Was it Nikki Sixx? Or was it Vince and Ozzy at the pool?
It was all of them, I thought.
Oh, was it? Anyways, they snorted fire ants off the side of a pool. Like they were doing cocaine. And I think it almost killed a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking about the dude that bit the head off a bat on stage. Though, so I'm sure the fire ants didn't really faze him. But that's one thing I feel like music lacks these days. It's like hardcore drugs? Theatrical performances.
Oh.
Oh, no, they definitely have drugs.
Oh. Well.
But
I thought that's what you're meaning.
I feel like music lacks music these days, actually. Oh, yeah. But like the theatrical stuff, like Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper, and Ozzy and Iron Maiden. Oh, I said Alice Cooper.
I like Metallica.
They don't really do anything theatrical, though.
No, but it's a good show.
It is a good show. They actually move around stage and do stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to... Like, okay. When I was growing up, the rap game was a little different. Like, rappers from the 90s were the kind of rappers I'm pretty sure you didn't jack with.
Yeah.
Because they actually would kill you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if Snoop wants you gone, you're gonna go away.
Think?
Oh yeah.
I thought Snoop Dogg would be pretty cool.
I think Snoop Dogg is pretty cool. Like, but I think back in the 90s, he was still on the scene, you know, like, I think he probably could have made some people disappear if he wanted to.
Probably.
Or like the whole Tupac and Biggie thing, like, that's the kind of stuff that you didn't jack with, and now rappers these days can't even make words come out of their mouth.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of that song. Is it Bad and Bougie or something like that?
I have no idea.
When he's like, Icebox, flat top.
I don't know. I know what song you're talking about, but I don't care to know
that. I'm glad you know what I'm talking about, but he literally just rhymes two words for the whole song.
Yeah.
Or Gucci Gang. Literally all they say is
Gucci.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Like, that's not music. That's just a chant.
It's stupid.
It sounds like you're cheering somebody on in a football game. But, like, just not even just rap. Rock these days is just not rock anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of bands these days, their problem is they're trying like super hard to sound like Breaking Benjamin. Or like one of those new wave rock bands from like the 2000s. It's just not golden. There's some rock groups out there that are still good, like Volbeat. And Volbeat. Just kidding, I can't think of the other guys. Pop Evil, I think. I think you still got the guys from back in the day that are still doing it, but eventually, they can only go so long, so. You think about how far downhill music has gone already. Once those guys step out, it's
done, though.
There shall be no more music. It'll be the day
the music died. And we were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die.
That's a good jam right there, Don McLean. Like, they just don't make it like they used to.
Nope.
I feel like maybe they're not doing the same drugs that they used to.
It's just the different drugs talking.
But even the people who weren't notorious for drug use back in the day had better music.
Well, yeah, but they had to keep up with the guys that were on drugs that were making these weird-ass songs that everybody liked. So they're like, well, damn, no, I gotta be funny with stuff. Or not funny, but like,
yeah,
use weird words.
Creative.
Yeah.
You know who will forever go down as one of the best bands in history in my book? The Scorpions.
Yeah.
Scorpions.
They're great. Foreigner.
Foreigner. Whitesnake. White Lion.
Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister for sure.
Rat.
That's a good one. Skid Row. Warrant.
Yes. Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Ozzy.
Ozzy. Dio.
Oh, yeah.
What's the people? Deep Purple. Let's sing, Smoke on the Water.
Yeah.
And if that's not the first song you learned how to play on guitar, then I don't know what you're doing with your life. Or at least one of the first songs. I remember you learned how to play Sweet Child of Mine. That was one of your first ones. And then the little solo from Folsom Prison Blues.
I can't remember how to do it unless I have a guitar in my hand. And then I can play it. But I can't.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't tell you how to play it, but once. Either. Maybe that's what we need. We need to bring a guitar in here one day.
Okay, dude.
We'll just record everything that we know how to play.
A record.
It'd be a great record.
A record.
What songs do you know how to play on a guitar?
Sweet Child of Mine. Wild Thing.
Do you really?
Yeah. Wild Thing.
You make my heart sing.
It's only three chords.
Yeah.
I don't remember which ones, but I know how to hold your fingers.
Can do Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Yeah, I can do that one.
The solo from Folsom Prison Blues. The Unforgiven. Devil's Dance. Well, that's on a bass.
You can play Rock and Robin.
King Nothing on bass. You can play Rock and Robin.
Yeah. I haven't heard that song in forever.
Minus Human.
Not Candyland. Big Rob Candy Mountain.
Yeah, I can do that too. I have to sing that song to Kimber at night. That's a good jam. Grandpa Ivy used to sing that song to me. So let's go off of that soundtrack. What song did you say is the best song off of Oh Brother Where Art Thou? Because you got Big Rock Candy Mountains, The Hard Time Killing Floor Blues,
that other one.
The one with Alison Krauss. Don't Leave Nobody But the Baby. A Man of Constant Sorrow.
That's probably my favorite one, I think.
And In the Jailhouse Now.
Man of Constant Sorrow.
See, I go with Big Rock Candy Mountains, but I do like Man of Constant Sorrow. I also really like In the Jailhouse Now. And The Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. One of my favorite things they do on Walkhart. When he's all, I like what you're playing. When he's a little kid and it's some old black dudes playing the blues.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you give it a try? He's all hardcore blues on the guitar. I done a bad thing. Cut my brother in half. Ray Charles, that was a good musical artist right there. I got a woman way over time. There's big on me. Not the Gold Digger version. That's Kanye West and Jamie Foxx. The original.
The OGs.
You know who else is a really good band that don't feel like gets a lot of recognition these days? Sting and the Police. You sing that song?
Don't stand so close to me.
Then they sing Roxanne.
You don't have to wear that dress tonight. There's a lot of good songs out there. There's, I don't know.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR, yeah.
You dudes are what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, buddy.
Freddie Fender.
Queen.
When I'm just saying, dude, Freddie Fender might be, like, at the top of my list.
He's good, yeah.
Hey, baby, que paso?
What's that other one?
Why did you just sing that like Kermit the Frog?
Freddie Fender.
Hey, baby, que paso? Hey, baby, que paso?
What's the other one he does? Something about love.
Freddie Fender. You know, I know what you're talking about, but I can't think
of it. You know the song.
I do know the song.
I cannot think of the name of it. Oh, this is going to bother me now. I hate it when stuff like this happens. You know what other song's weird?
What's that?
White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
Dude, that song is nuts.
Like, they have to be on some drugs.
Oh, they were, guaranteed.
Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
That's a weird one for sure. You ever heard The Hurdy Gurdy Man? Or Mellow Yellow? Or Season of the Witch?
Yeah, I think so.
By Donovan? That dude was definitely on some drugs, as precious.
There's the Before the Next Teardrop Falls.
Freddie Before the Next Teardrop Falls, man, that's a good one.
Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Is that Freddie Fender?
Oh, he sings it.
Partner, Mr. Doug Song, better known as Sir Douglas Quintet, from San Antonio. Wherever you are, brother. Wasted days and wasted nights.
Yeah, it's Freddie Fender,
he's
dude.
Good, dude.
I have left for you behind.
Yeah.
I had no idea that was Freddie Fender. Leroy Van Dyke.
Yeah, he's good.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. The Statler Brothers.
Yeah, that's it.
Sammy Davis Jr. Are you looking up right now?
Solitaire to the
Oh, that's area. Counting Flowers on the Wall.
Oh, yeah.
That don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn
with the deck of 51.
Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me
I have
nothing to do.
It's good to see you. I must go.
Whatever, I don't know the rest of it.
I really look a fright. Anyway, my eyes are not accustomed to this light.
Oh, yeah.
And my shoes are not accustomed to this hard concrete. I must go back to my room and make my day complete.
It's good.
Don't know if that's what the song's about.
I don't either.
Remember that song, Turning Japanese?
No.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
No, I don't.
It's from, you might not remember it. It's from the 80s. It was pretty popular still when I was little. But suppose there's like a legend that song's about whacking it. And they asked the guy on an interview one time, and he's like super British. He's like, no, but God bless whoever came up with that. He's like, because that sold a lot of records. Who would you say is like the weirdest musical person that you know?
The weirdest?
Mm-hmm. Like, did the weirdest things.
Probably Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury? I would say David Bowie. Strange man, but they were both fantastic at music.
Yes. Very.
Dude, I don't know. Freddie Mercury might be like the greatest voice in music.
He might.
That dude could belt it. Plus, Bohemian Rhapsody. You can't get much better than that.
No.
And I mean, when the great Rob Van Winkle samples your music, you know you've made it far. Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Took that from, right?
Yeah, that one song.
Under Pressure.
Yeah.
Plus, Shaun of the Dead. You watched it all the way through?
Yeah, not like 10 years though.
When they fight in the bar. He's like, oh, look, yeah, Guido! Yeah. It's on random! They're all beating that zombie to the beat of the music. Having such a good time. Weren't you on a kick with that song?
Mars on a collision course. I am a satellite, ready to go wide. Citizenship ready to elope. Like an animal.
Don't stop me now.
I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees.
Yeah. Queen had some good jams.
Yeah, they did. I still love that song.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
That was a good one.
That's the one that. No, what's it?
What's Killer Queen?
No.
She's the killer.
Queen.
Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
No,
We Will Rock You?
That's a good one, yeah.
We Are the Champions?
Yeah.
It's like the greatest sports song of all time.
The one by the best.
That. I think he inspired the character Timmy on South Park. Because there's that part in the middle when it breaks down and then he's just all, Timmy! I don't think he actually says Timmy, but... If you've heard that song, you know what I'm talking about. Speaking of that, some songs that you've heard that you absolutely cannot understand what they're saying.
Dude, there's a lot.
There's one in particular that pops in mind from Metallica.
What song?
Don't Tread on Me.
Right now, I just have Master of Puppets stuck in my head.
I'm trying to remember what the line was before it. Always observe violence, and then he does this little like into the pitch of lips. I know he says something, but I can't figure out what he says. And that's literally what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it's weird, like, I get songs stuck in my head, like, I can be listening to some other music and, like, not be, like last night my wife was like, if we ever get a divorce, this is gonna be your song, and I'm like, wait, what? She's like, have you not been listening to the lyrics? I'm like, no, right now I got Metallica, like, playing in my head, like, I'm listening to Master of Puppets right now. She's like, you're stupid. I'm like, well, sorry, but I have no idea what this Taylor Swift song is about. I'm listening to Metallica in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like your music. I'm listening to my music.
That happens to me all the time.
I'll just be zoned out. She's just like, what are you doing? Why aren't you listening to me? I'm like, sorry, I'm listening to music. She's like, you don't even have headphones in. What are you talking about? I'm like,
I'm playing
it's
in
just
my head.
In my head.
Every time there's an awkward silence, like, I don't know why this is what happens in my brain, and it probably says something about me as a person, but literally every time there's just like an awkward pause, in my brain, I just hear, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. I don't know why. I don't know. I think that's one thing that we need to make clear to all the ladies out there. Like, your man is probably not thinking as bad of thoughts as you think he's thinking. Like, when he's rolled over, have you seen that picture when he's rolled over on the bed? Face in the opposite direction.
And she's like, oh my god, is he cheating on me?
Thinking about another woman. And then the thing's like, I wonder what kind of dinosaur Barney really was.
Yeah.
I will say a little bit of advice to the other men's out there. Don't ask the questions that pop into your head, because your wife will start to worry about your sanity and your mental stability. Like, okay, obviously I know the answer to this question.
Because
but
you asked your wife.
No, I know that I knew the answer before I ever asked it.
Oh.
But like, you know how cats always land on their feet?
Yeah.
How high do you think a cat can jump from and land on its feet and just be fine? Because, like, they have 9 lives, right? So how far do you have to fall to waste all 9 lives? Can one jump off the top of the Empire State Building and just hit the ground and be like, oh, minus 5.
Minus 5.
I'm good.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Minus 5.
Questions like that in my head all the time, and then the things that I dream.
Well, you said you knew the answer to this one.
Well, my question was actually, do you think a cat could live jumping off the Empire State Building?
No.
Yeah, exactly. But in my mind, I was like, you know, 9 lives, maybe.
Oh, well.
I tackled the philosophical questions in life. Like, the whole what came first, the chicken or the egg? I know the answer. Who cares?
Who cares? Well, that's a good answer.
Maybe, should we throw some riddles at the listeners?
If you'd like, because I don't know any.
Yes, you do. If an electric train leaves Chicago, was it heading west?
Yeah, the wind was blowing east.
Which way does the smoke blow?
Southeast.
Yeah, see, we can't give no answers.
I'm just kidding.
We gotta let these guys answer.
Yeah.
So, also, if a rooster lays an egg on top of a pitched roof, which way does the egg roll?
Yeah. Egg rolls.
Let's see, there's another one.
Or if there's 2 trains, one from Los Angeles, one from Chicago, and they're on the same track, they leave at the same time.
And collide in the middle.
They collide in the middle. Where do you bury the survivors?
That's a good question.
All on Google Maps and
so,
like.
So speaking of things like that, there is a joke that I tell that just does not click with my wife.
There's probably a lot of them that you tell that doesn't click with her.
No, she's pretty sharp, but this one just, she does not understand why it's funny.
Okay, let's
Or like
hear.
What the point of it is. What is a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
And then you say I, but you think it was the Z.
Yeah, because like,
because I is how they said yes,
yeah.
And the C is where they lived. Now, one of my favorite ones is, how do you fit an elephant in a Safeway bag?
You take the F out of safe and the F out of way. And they say there is no F in way.
Or what do you get when you mix an elephant and a rhino?
Elephino.
Trying to think. I know more riddles, but I'm not really thinking of any right now. I'll have some for you guys tonight. I'll have some for you, and let's see if you can get the answers.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to.
Hmm?
I'm not going to be able to.
Not with that attitude, you're not.
What goes up, what goes down, but never goes sideways?
An elevator.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
Except I think they do have sideways elevators now. But is that an elevator?
No.
Or is that a horizator?
Don't be taking your wife there. Oops. Oops.
A horizontal, bro.
I know, that's what you meant, but that's not what I got out of it.
And,
I don't know what I'm doing today.
I don't know. Have you ever seen the videos of people trying to like slide down escalators?
Getting all messed up on them and eating it? Yeah.
Yeah. Not a good idea. However, like when we went to Germany in the airport there, it was actually probably the most fun I had in my life. Because I don't usually move very fast. Especially when I'm in a straight leg brace.
Yeah.
But they have these pathways that you step on and they carry you. If you walk at a brisk pace on those things, you haul, dude. It's insane. And so I was... people were looking at me like I was retarded. I didn't care. I was cruising, but I was doing like the how he walks on Austin Powers.
Oh yeah.
Like he just has his hands all choppy when he's in the
yeah.
When Mini-Me's underneath him. And I was doing that, walking down the just cruising, and people were like, "What in the world?"
That's funny.
But like the handrails move too.
Yeah.
And I seen one of a guy that's like laying on his stomach on the handrail, swimming through the air. Those things used to terrify me as a small child. Because, I mean, obviously in Farmington you don't have escalators.
Yeah.
We don't have nothing.
They're like, yeah, we don't have anything that fancy.
I remember
an elevator.
Remember the first time I saw that, I was like, what is this witchcraft? Dark sorcery. And then I was convinced that if I got to the bottom and my shoelaces weren't tied, and one fell in the crack, it was going to suck me
you
in.
Yeah.
Which, given the amount of stupid things I did as a child, you wouldn't think I would be too worried about anything like that. But we will probably end it here, because this road is not getting much better.
Nope.
But we will be back this evening for an evening edition.
Yeah.
So you guys have a good day, and we will catch you tonight.
And toodaloo.